Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I will pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm always prayerful that you are consistently inspired and motivated to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Because we're in a now moment that is requiring us to really get beyond all of the lines of separation and demarcations and to realize that divisiveness is a methodology for disempowering us. The social distancing is a part of that, you know, at meeting on Zoom in the midst of a contrived crisis is a part of that. We are in a now moment where we are obligated by each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to honor that which beats our heart and breathes us and to understand that our daily choices in terms of how we are nourishing ourselves or not, how we are utilizing our life force to our betterment or to our detriment. It matters that we are realizing that there is right alignment to be established in our lives with life itself as the methodology of our consciously applying ourselves to being in the fullness of the wealth of ourselves. We have been duped into thinking that working every day for paper currency and stocks and bonds and this and that is the evidence of real success in life. But success in capitalism is not success in life, as we see in that there are those who've become successful capitalists to the detriment of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the populace also. And even though that may be their intention, it does not constitute success just because you had goals and objectives and you fulfilled your goals and objectives when your goals and objectives were to the detriment of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and the populace. And so it matters that we are able to connect the dots and truly have an understanding and an understanding that that which we do unto others shall be done unto us, that there is justice because there is absolute law, which is not dependent upon anybody's agreement about it. It's not dependent upon our really knowing it. It is that which is a part of the inherent perfection in being directly, in being on a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship suspended in motion consistently with other planets and worlds and realms in this realm of eternity, even though we are on a planet that is a physical place. So we're in the realm of temporality and corporality, although we're dwelling in the reality of eternity. And to be in a place in space where we are tampered with in the degree that the miseducation, the religious training, the massive programming through media and the world being the sphere of influence that has been created through government and religion and business and those who really care to be very powerful, those who have been on a world-conquering rampage for generations. We're in a place in space where we must accept and come to know that we each have duty, obligation, and responsibility in being leadership in our own lives and taking responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full effort in our living, harmonizing with life itself. And we start by truly acknowledging the perfection of our own beings, how we are perfectly and divinely designed as beings, and how everything that lives and has an eye that sees and a heart that beats and mates and perpetuates itself is intelligent enough to love its freedom. Intelligent enough to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind. And even though you think that man is the highest form of intelligence, that an intelligence is really the fullness of all there is. It's not high or low. It is the ever expansiveness of reality that is absolute. And we've each been blessed with the opportunity to participate with it as these points of it. But intelligence exalts a full effort in its own growth and unfoldment. The intelligence of existence, or that which you all refer to as the Most High, or the Creator of all, or God, or Yah, Yahweh, or Allah, it doesn't matter what you refer to it as. The bottom line is that we cannot outthink it. We have not been able to outplan it, outplot it, outdesign it. And therefore, as a result of not having an orientation towards wholeness within it, as points of it, with duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of its will and its way as our will and our way, then there is detriment that is happening. And so the changes that we are facing have to begin with changes in our own orientation in terms of what it is we're living for and what really matters. Because just living to work every day for a dollar without cultivating the wealth of yourself and the intelligence of your being and learning and knowing how to really facilitate your greater life currency, as opposed to just focusing on magnifying, amplifying, and increasing your paper currency. So wisdom would have it where we take the paper currency that we earn and invest in ourselves and ourselves, and knowing that the methodology of oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning so that liberation has to happen at the cellular level. So we cannot continue to invest in that which facilitates sickness, illness, dis-ease, disease, and all manners of pain and suffering, and then think that we could possibly be successful because we generated so much paper currency and stock paper and bond paper and you know, all of the paper that is really worthless except for there's a certain value by the ink that's upon it. We will always have greater value than anything that man can create. And so for those of you who haven't heard it from me, I'm going to repeat it and reiterate it so that we really have opportunity to hear it and let it sit with us, that whatever amount of paper currency, in whatever the fineness of paper or ink and whose image is stamped upon it, and whatever coin has ever been minted in whatever metal, none of it. Put it all together and it doesn't have the value as one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And so this trajectory of ignoring the divinity of existence, the order of existence, this trajectory that people are in thinking that the progression in life is just, you know, more technology and artificial intelligence and digital this and all of that. And I'm saying is that man can think that he is the fullness of the intelligence, but the intelligence is what he has to work with. But you cannot work against it and truly survive it. And when there is nothing but it, in terms of that which constitutes the life force of the planet and the air and the trees and the ecosystems and the animals and all of that. And then to sit back on it during this sacred period where we're having to really take some time, or should be taking time, with ourselves. And then not practice wholeness and turn that which should be days of wholeness into holidays or helidays by the time you look at the carnage that has taken place in order to prepare for it, that started with July 4th and independent foolishness and barbecuing, and then Labor Day and barbecuing, and you know, and then Halloween and all the candy and all of this. And I'm just saying is that these holidays that practice undermining and usurping the life force of other ones, particularly children, is not something that we really need to continue to participate with. And to understand how to truly allow our lives to be the exemplification of our reverence, our worship, our honor, our gratitude, our thanksgiving for the blessedness and the awesomeness in being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. But you cannot be working on behalf of those who are destroying the earth and bulldozing the trees, which are responsible for so much of the oxygenation and so much of the replenishment of water upon the planet, and then think that there is some success that you can have in life when you are literally jeopardizing the future of your generations. And if the fertility issues that are very, very prominent now as a result of so much blockage and obstruction within the respiratory system and the circulatory system and the lymphatic systems and all of that, which really inhibit one's virility and fertility, then we really have to come to the place where we will accept that as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, our purpose here is in the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of life, the reverence, the regard, the understanding and understanding of the harmony of the whole of existence, and consciously caring to be whole with it, with all of it. And so we're grateful that in the progression of our evolutionary unfoldment and development as planetary beings, as citizens of the cosmic, to know that there are forces that are so much more powerful than those who have decreed sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar industry and economy to be invested in, so that there's a preparation that we should each be making to reverse whatever issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues, to come to that place where we know that we can be healed from all of the things that the doctors say there's no cure for. But there's no cure from their perspective when you are consistently and continuously feeding the way that we were educated and we were taught to feed, by creating blockage and obstruction with the rotting of cows and pigs and turkeys and chicken and hen and sea creatures and all of this stuff, and then the chemicals that are permeating the flesh of it by virtue of what was in their food that was not really their food, just like our food is not really our food in terms of what truly promotes optimum cellular functioning and increases and ensures one's longevity as well as one's vitality. We're in a now moment that requires us to really go deeper and to reach higher for the light and the truth of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You know, for the liquor stores and the gentlemen's clubs and all of those places to have maintained business while the church is closed down. You understand, we are really having to know that you are, and those ones are participating because they have been duped into thinking that they must comply. And the compliance with sheltering in place while you, and then having the tests done and all of this, but then you continue to be out of alignment with the laws of existence that govern your existence, your being, your wholeness, by eating more of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of the flour products and whatnot that become paste and glue in the system, you know. And so when people say, oh, I found out that I have a gluten sensitivity, I'm saying everybody does, and that is not food for anybody. The pancakes and the waffles and the biscuits and the dinner rolls and the sub breads and all of this stuff that creates all of this paste and glue in the lungs and the bronchioles and the asthma and COPD and all of this stuff that lays foundation for the susceptibility and vulnerability to all manners of viruses, parasites, bacteria, and whatnot that don't belong in the body. And they would not be in the body if you were really having an understanding that life is ordered. And that our food, that which really maintains and sustains us, starts with our breath and that which is contained in the air. And because the trees are the intelligence, or the way that the intelligence of existence has created a way to really provide us with fresh air, and then these people have you masking so as to create the second and third wave of the COVID deaths because you are weakening your immune system. I've been saying this since March. Now you hear other people saying it, and then you're still doing it. You know, so for America to supposedly be the land of the brave and the home of the free, a home of the free and the land of the brave, and you all are just freaking following those who are real simple-minded people in the sense that they think that there is some true prosperity and success that they can have at the detriment of everything and everybody. It's insane. And so the connection and the harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence is what we are directly accountable and responsible for, because that is what maintains and sustains us. We are here to serve its purposes, not the purposes of Bill Gates and his lineages that have been warring against the whole of humanity all of this time. So I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment where we have to stand forward on behalf of light, on behalf of truth, on behalf of the love that is the harmony of all of us. See, years ago, 400, 500 years ago, when Europeans were feeling as though they were really, really entitled, that they could marginalize and bastardize and usurp and kill all of our indigenous families that occupied and were native to these lands here from North, Central, and South America, and then to really be, or what they thought were being, the beneficiaries of the enslavement of other ones, so that they were able to prosper because they had other ones to do their work for nothing, for little or nothing. Now, that coming and translating to a place and space where you hate these people, or you are having a disdain for those who constituted the foundation of your wealth, or what you think is wealth, when you are truly an impoverished, insecure, and not rightly aligned with life itself, to think that you can bulldoze the rainforest to graze your cows, for businesses that serve children, the rotting carcasses or the preserved carcasses of cows and pigs and turkeys. And you as mothers and fathers are complicit and complacent with it, which is why we have so much sickness, illness, and disease with children. And then to allow them to be vaccinated, you know, from the day that they come through that birth canal. I'm just saying is that we have much more intelligence than this, but it's very difficult to function in the integrity of the intelligence that you are when you allow your blood to be violated with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of the paste and the glue that comes with all of the flour products and the starches that turn to sugar that create the diabetes and all of this stuff. But now we're having the opportunity to realize that we can be healed because we can be cleansed. And that the body, being so perfectly and divinely designed, will begin to cleanse itself when you realize that the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, and opening up all channels of elimination is the foundation of how you are able to do what the pharmaceuticals and medications and hospital stays and surgeries would never do for you. And so changing our minds by embracing the divinity of our being, so that we are not looking at ourselves as just Americans. We are not Americans like that. We are citizens of the cosmic, as the earth is citizen of the cosmic. Everything is. We are immersed in the cosmic. We are already immersed in eternity. We should not be dying from anything, particularly killing ourselves and destroying the integrity of the planet that hosts us. And so the frequency and the vibration of where we are now, in terms of the opportunities we have to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good, has to be a part of what really matters to us, that nothing that we've experienced and nothing that is someone else's agenda has any real power and authority in our lives when we take power and authority for realigning with life itself. It's extremely difficult for people to experience as the truth of how they feel, the awesomeness of how they could feel, in remembering and realigning and being conscious and conscientious of the blessedness of being a point of the absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent. But when violation is charged upon your blood, and you know the trespass and the violation of rape and being beaten up and abused and, you know, treated as if you have no worth by those who have honored you, but they could not because they did not honor themselves, you know, and being cultivated under a system that perpetuates illness and divisiveness, and has created multi-trillion-dollar industry and business in sickness, illness, disease, and death, then we have to recognize that those ones are very sick people. Healthy people, healthy minds, loving hearts, rightly aligned beings could not possibly create multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, and disease that is global in the starvation and all of that which they do that has created out and the different compromises, the level of compromise within the integrity of the life force of our planet. And so the people, the populace of the people, have to come to a point in place where we will exalt a full effort in our living, and that starts with respecting the reality that you cannot feed off that which has no life force, no substance, and is just providing chemicals into your tissues so that you're dysfunctioning. And by the time you look at the accumulation, the saturation, and the contraindication of all of the chemicals, the preservatives and the shelf stabilizers and artificial colors and flavors and pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, and all of this. This is what's constituting the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the senility and people just being in a place where they have not matured. They just get old, but the old exists because of the assault upon the cells. Otherwise, in the realm of eternity, there is no old. There's consistent regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, revivification. There is consistent renewal. And in order for us to really understand the who that we each are, then we have to remember the whos that we are. We can't dwell in the ditches and valleys of degradation, and even though it may seem as though it's fun to be spewing yourself and having all manners of sexual experiences with people that you don't know about and eating all kinds of things, the mystery meats, and, you know, indulging your appetites, sensual and sexual and whatnot, to the detriment of your bloodstream, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, and all of those things that allow you to really function as an intelligence in a vehicle and vessel that was perfectly and divinely designed. And so in our now moment, we should consider ourselves so blessed because we have the opportunity to rise completely up by exalting a full effort in our living, consciously caring to be loving and forgiving, to be in a place and space where we are literally loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us, has designed us all and constitutes the all in which we are dwelling with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, with all of our soul. To consciously care to be an honor and a glory to the lineages that we represent, so that we are gaining the capacity for our own healing, so that we are able to inspire and to facilitate the healing of the ones that we love, or that we at least have the mental and spiritual and emotional strength and wherewithal to not suffer tremendously when the ones that we love begin to pass away or to die or have tragic death with fate as a result of them being resistant to shift and to change and to do that which is truly in their best interest. To be in a place and space where we refuse to do that which is in our best interest, and you're complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with your own demise. It does not matter what hue of people you are. Your only true salvation, when you're truly being warred against, is to care enough to do daily that which is consistently providing you with more oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination consistently daily, so that you are able to reverse any conditions and issues that you may have been diagnosed with or have been given a prognosis of, or you kind of just feel like something's not quite right. It's your time to do this. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. We're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And so we're in a place and space where we have to realize how this really works, how this perfectedness of being actually is so perfect that we really are messing things up, all right? I'm seeing people driving with masks on and there's nobody in the car with them. And so they're poisoning themselves with the carbon dioxide that should be going out into the air. The air is so dynamic. We could not live without it, right? They're riding their bikes with masks on. They're walking with masks on. They have babies with masks on. We have to realize that this is not healthy. And that your first responsibility is to your health. But then the issue is that when you feel entitled to be eating from the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of those ones that are creating this multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death, and have not been responding correctly and directly to the pandemic that was already in full effect. The pandemic of the cancer and the heart disease, then the cancers, the diabetes, the obesity, the upper respiratory issues, the abortions, the suicide, the homicide, the genocide. I'm just saying, the people, you all have to come to a place and space where you know that you have the right to breathe. It is the breath that animates you, maintains and sustains you. There's more in the air than you could possibly imagine that's there. But it's not viral or bacterial to the degree to which it's going to create more devastation for you than the viruses and the bacteria and the worms and the organisms and the parasites that are in the carcasses that you're eating. And even though that flesh has been irradiated or that it is shot up with all manners of preservatives and whatnot, it is not, and you are not, and your body is not designed to eat it because it is not food. It does not facilitate consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, oxygenation, hydration, mineralization. It's the foundation of the ill, of the whole system of things. You understand? So in order for these people to graze their cows, they had to trap the foxes and the mountain lions and all of the other creatures that were native to the earth. And they've just created more and more devastation. So how is it that we just let a people ride roughshod over your sensibility? Because the church supports it, the preachers, the priests, the popes, all of them support this because they feed like this. And so it's hard to see differently if you don't give yourself a chance to really think about it, to really make an assessment as to what you really want in your life, and do you really want to be on a trajectory of becoming more ill, sicker, fatter, more dysfunctional, when we should be maturing? There is the core of divinity that is our absolute truth, and this experience of earth residency should be in the cultivation and the of the maturation of us, the maturing of us as conscious immortals. We should be in a place where we're living, we're laughing, we're loving, we're lifting, we're enriching, we're enhancing, we're celebrating, we're rejoicing. We don't do that at the detriment of other ones or feed off the flesh of other ones at a time when we are supposedly celebrating peace on earth and love and family and cherishing the gift of life by feeding off of death. It matters that we have an understanding and an understanding that, yeah, people can support you in doing that which doesn't make sense, but then you feel a way if somebody is supporting you in realizing the program towards sickness, illness, disease, and death. The belief in death when you're already in the realm of eternity. Coming to a point and place where you have all of these ones who are able to sing their hearts out in church, and then their bodies are constituting most of the obesity, are those who are really involved in the love of the church and the love of the mosque and the love of the temples and all of this. But I'm just saying, the body is the temple. The body is the vehicle and vessel for the spirits that we are, and the spirit is like vapor. So we don't really need layers and layers and layers of garbage. because it really affects our capacity for thinking. And so when the blood is charged with violation of violated beings, and those beings were sentient beings, those beings were conscious beings, those beings were very much aware of their pain and their disdain, their frustration, their anguish, their angst, because intelligence loves its freedom. And so we're dealing with the people who love to capture things, enslave things, cage things, and people. And so we have to be on a place in space mentally and emotionally and spiritually where we are not co-conspirating with our own demise. And as a result of having participated with it, lived through the cancer and lived through the diabetes or living through all of this disease state. And I'm just saying, how would you feel to really be free of all of it, that you don't have to be on any kind of meds? And, you know, dialysis is kind of hard. Why? Because most people who are on dialysis don't have the faith enough to heal themselves, even given what they require. These doctors have done such a trick with their minds that they can't see themselves doing anything else. And in order to really heal, we have to see ourselves whole. We have to envision it. We have to facilitate it on a daily basis. But they'll tell you, continue to eat all this starch, to continue to eat all of this protein, continue to eat all of this stuff that creates the accumulation and the saturation of all of this acidity, uric acid and lactic acid and carbonic acids and what's not in the kidneys and the tissues and whatnot. I'm just saying we could do better, and it's time to do better, but you have to care to do better. You don't want to really be continuously serving your family members the flesh of dead things and thinking that, oh, well, you've seasoned it really good and all your seasonings are coming from the earth, so why not just eat from the earth? Why not just have plant-based things? Why not really involve yourself on a daily basis with really nourishing and nurturing and cultivating and standing in the light of the truth of the all that you were born to be as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present in the presence of the absolute and our capacity to gather. You understand, people want to be all on Zoom, and I'm saying, why y'all on Zoom? The Gentlemen's Club, they got the sisters all in their laps and all of this. I'm just saying, are you not sleeping with your loved ones? Are you practicing social distancing at home? Are you social distancing from the flesh of dead animals? If you're going to social distance from anything, social distance from McDonald's and Burger King and Chick-fil-A and all of that, stay away from these places. Serving you death. And we should be feeling a way that you can have an economy based on killing people and it be legal. It ain't lawful. And that's the issue, is that by virtue of the law, there's going to be a smackdown. I'm just saying, there's no way in hell you can destroy the planet that hosts you and survive it. There's no way that you can desecrate and defile that which is your own body temple and then survive it. There's no way that you can be continued in existence when you have no commitment to the laws that govern your being directly. There's no way that you could truly live in the light of the truth of yourself when you don't acknowledge that there's truth and you don't seek it and apply yourself to it or be companioned by those who care to be harmonized with it. And so this now moment that we're in is potent, because the changes are happening. The earth changes are happening. The changes in the consciousness of ones and ones, the awareness, you understand, and the empowerment. These ones, you understand, we have been under the terrorism of European culture for a very long time. They've been under terrorism, but with each other. We grew up watching white people kill themselves on television, you know, from the gun smoke and all of the westerns and whatnot. I'm just saying is that the programming here and the stupidity that lays foundation for this, for people to be entertained in killing, for the to create a hunger and a thirst for watching the blood drain from another person or another being through the video games and whatnot. You understand? So I'm just saying is that when you have mentalities like this that are let loose upon the world, you understand, and that their products and their movies and their things can be marketed all over the place, but then when ones and ones like myself come forward and we're telling the truth, then we get censored. You understand? But the truth is the light. The truth is that which sets you free. The truth is that which allows you to walk in the integrity of the God self that you were born to be. The truth allows us to return home into the divine mind. So the prodigal children return home to the house of our Father, Mother, Creator of all, that which is the intelligence of our being that has us in a place and space where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, that which allows us to really be in the consistent state of rejoicing, gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise and celebration for the gifts that we each are, and that it creates a frequency and a vibration of harmony amongst all, including Mother Earth and her creatures. And so the decision is yours as to whether or not you really want to reverse your issues, you know. And if you do, then you have support at 678-760-9299. You know, what we have to realize is that, you know, the time that you hear the truth and you're not able to respond because you have been programmed by the chemicals that have modified your behavior to the degree to which you would prefer to be on the path of death than to be liberated from it. You would prefer to continue to be sickening yourself as opposed to taking daily responsibility for yourself in cleansing and nourishing and healing yourself. You understand? But then you want somebody being voted into legislation to be able to make sense of any of it when they do the same thing. And they haven't really seen what the root of the issue is. So when there's a real problem and the problem requires you to regain your lost light, to really be in a place where you are able to see, and then you prefer to look away and to be blind and act like you don't see what you see, then it's a problem. I'll be forward in just a bit.
It's the end of the year and your non-commercial radio station for progressive information is asking for your financial support to keep our not-for-profit, mission-based community broadcast on air so we can continue to proudly offer 24/7, 365 a year of non-stop progressive news, views, and information with an eclectic variety of hand-picked quality music. Please make your tax-deductible donation today by going to our secure online pay portal on our website, WRFG.org. We thank you all for continued support and commitment to independent non-commercial media, WRFG 89.3 FM.
And so, you know, people say, well, sister, you know, you be saying the same thing all the time. But the lies have been perpetuated for centuries here. You know, and to be in a place where now, you know, they are continually serving death to everybody, and death has become multi-trillion dollar economy and business, then know that there is a very serious karmic debt that comes with that. There was already karmic debt for the violation and marginalization of our indigenous families, you know, the bastardization and usurpation of the earth and the waters and the streams and the animals and now and then the ones who were enslaved. And I'm just saying is that we should be walking with a conscious desire to be whole beings and to be in a place where we can be in a glory to that which beats our hearts and to the honor of all of those through whom we've come. You understand, but to come to a place in space where we are glib about our rights to be killing ourselves, that we feel entitled to follow those who feel entitled to be killing you, it's just bizarre. It's like the Twilight Zone, but there's no way to survive it. And other ones who hang on every word and, you know, listen to all of the news feeds that are on the internet and this and that, but then they themselves are still not consciously accepting the perfection of their own being and aspiring towards it. You understand? And so the obesity and being overweight and continually eating all of this stuff that's not food for us, in the disregard and the disrespect for the order of our own being, the intelligence of existence itself. You understand? It's like slapping God in the face every day. And then wondering, you know, when you pray, after, you know, seeing your people that you love withering away with cancer and diabetes, and you praying and praying, but your prayers have no power because you're doing nothing to facilitate the cleansing and the healing. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and just, you know, tried to really get them to trust God. You understand? Trust life, but it's hard as hell to trust life. You trust these people who don't have a freaking clue. Because they accept that they have the right to pump their poisons into your system. You know, you're already toxic from the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and sugar. And then you're going to go and allow yourself to be pumped with more poison. And then you're scared of something that you can't see, that has you in a place where you're breathing your own carbon dioxide. You can't even see it. There's been no real evidence. Somebody said, oh, well, I got sick. You know, I felt this, I felt that. But your body is full of stuff. So I'm just saying, did you cleanse? Did you consciously care to cleanse? Because what I know in terms of how easy this thing is that your limes, your lemons, your ginger, your cayenne pepper, the mucus buster, you understand it? Deals with all of that before you even have to deal with any of the chemicals that the doctors are using for asthma and this and that. No, these things, it's like they refuse to really accept the reality that we are perfectly and divinely designed, so that 90% of what's available for us as food, we are continually allowing that and say, oh, well, everybody has the right to be killing themselves. Everybody has the right to eat whatever they want. We can't interfere, but the programming to do that has come from the system of things, all right? And we, as women particularly, have to come to a place where it really matters to us that we are serving life, because that's what we're here to do. There are no women, no wombed men, or men without wombs who have been sent to the planet to be a detriment to themselves and to their lineages. It doesn't happen. And for that to be the case, it's because of the behavior modification that has come as a result of the assault upon ourselves with all of these chemicals. They don't kill us, kill you right away, but the thing is that you lose your ability to truly think. And after a while, you lose your energy and your initiative, your faith and your confidence, the faculties that we've been given. With which to create. When your body temple is defiled and your bloodstream is polluted and poisoned, and you're carrying tens and 100 pounds of waste, it poisons your ability to see. And to stand and to exalt a full effort in your living. And so many are seeing their children come up forward and their grandchildren who don't want to eat the meat, and the parents are still trying to force it on them. And so, you know, we're dealing with a systemic child abuse situation. And where now defects comes at you if you don't poison your children. I'm saying this thing is so bass backwards. But this is through an agenda that has been in place for quite a while. And so our coming to a point in place where it truly matters to us to exalt a full effort in our living, to be determined and committed that we will not be dying the rest of our lives, but we will exalt life. And we will allow ourselves to be realigned and reconciled and harmonized and reoriented with the purposes of existence in facilitating our harmonization, self-actualization, self-realization, our poise and our peace with the presence of that which beats our hearts and breathes us, the intelligence of existence, the divinity of existence, the order and the lawfulness that exists, so that we learn how to use the laws, not just the games of agreement and UCC codes and all of that, but to really be in harmony with the laws of existence itself. That everything that you could possibly care to experience that is truly foundation for your praise, your gratitude, your thanksgiving, you have access to it. But we can't be a detriment to ourselves and facilitate the detriment of other beings and think that your whiteness or your blackness or your native status or your sovereign status on paper is going to be salvation. Being able to transcend, transform, transmute everything towards our greater good, because we are realizing that there is so much more order, so much more law, so much more intelligence that exists, because that is infinite and it's eternal and we're in it. And our alignment with it gives us leverage over the situations and circumstances and conditions. But you have to realize also and remember that there is law that's always operative in our lives. So that which you focus on is going to expand. So if the only thing you're focusing on is all of the bad news, and you're not really attuned to the destiny, you're not tuned to the will of existence, the Creator's way, and the intelligence of your being, and really harmonizing with the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, then you will not be experiencing the daily upliftment and joyous celebration in being the one that you are. You understand? But that's why you have to come to a place where you really care. To be victorious. To be in a place and space where your life is really cherished and treasured. That you're cherishing and treasuring it, whether anybody else is seeing that or not. But we cannot be inebriating, intoxicating, and violating ourselves and ourselves, and then be highly reverenced and really appreciated, loved, and appreciated, because we would not be rightly aligned with the activities or the thought and the mindfulness and the capacity for being that vehicle and vessel of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, prosperity, and the abundance of capacity that you have, because you are this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So developing your light bodies as a conscious immortal and really mastering self so that you have no desires that you're enslaved to, actually. So being is the issue. being loving and being able to respond correctly and directly so that we are able to really give thanks for all of those who have contributed to our sense of being and aligning ourselves. We give thanks, but the real thanks that we can give is to raise completely up, to show up, show out, and be unapologetic about doing it on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to the glory of the whole of existence itself. To be in a place and space where our music, our lyrics, our poetry, our movies, our film, our art, everything is reflective of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. You understand, the consecration through purification, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in their temples as our absolute reality, and everything that we do is done from being centered as a vehicle and vessel of the love, the light, the wisdom, the peace, the poise, and the power of God. On behalf of the intelligence of existence, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the restoration, reconciliation, the renewal, revivification of all of life, seen and unseen. And we give thanks that we are able to create this direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to function under the auspices of our souls. On behalf of the whole, of everything and everybody, everywhere, this is our time to rise. Are we functioning harmoniously with the whole of existence? That's where our unity really starts. So in this now moment, you are one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. So step up, step out, show up and show out. It's your time. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be a blessing everywhere that you are. I love you. Good night.